Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen, and I'm here with Neil. Hi, Neil.
Hi.
So glad everyone could join us today. Today we are going to be discussing the vibrational path to your soulmate, or the vibrational journey. I don't know what the title is. Something along those lines we're going to be discussing. I'm glad I'm really clear today. But first, I want to welcome everyone to the show. And let you know that we will be getting to our callers in about 15 to 20 minutes. Of course, all of you can join us right here on Blog Talk Radio. You can follow us on Facebook or join us on our friend page on Facebook. It's under Neil Baker, but you will find me on Facebook. So that is how it works. If you want to get a hold of Neil directly, 562-596-7818. And Neil, the reason we are having this specific topic today is there was a call yesterday from a listener who had a personal request. Actually, she was inquiring specifically about our connection to you. So we're going to get slightly into that, but also be talking about how everybody out there can connect with a soulmate into a higher transcendent relationship. But many of you know that Neil and I are working on a numerology book. We're also simultaneously writing a book on the twin soul connection. And Neil?
What a twin soul connection. You know, as far as our planet goes, one of the first, believe it or not, one of the first persons that suggested anything about a soulmate or a twin soul, a soulmate.
Which are different.
They're very different.
I mean, you can have a twin soul that is also your soulmate.
Yeah.
But twin souls and soulmates are not one and the same.
They're not really one and the same. But as far as soulmates are concerned, one of the first persons that talked about a soulmate, believe it or not, was Plato. In his dialogue, the Symposium, and he suggested that originally, he thought originally in his dialogue there, where Aristophanes speaks, that humans originally had four arms, four legs, a single head made of two faces, and that their gender were basically man, woman, and androgynous. And so they had male and female genitalia. So that's what was where his first concept was, and that men were children of the sun, and the women were children of the earth, and the androgynous were children of the moon, and which was born of the sun and the earth. Now that's where it first starts to come from. That's where the first, we can't get into too many details, of course, but that's where it first starts to originate in terms of a dialogue. However, soulmates don't just originate on this planet. They come from a world before they enter the planet.
Right, so they connect.
The soulmate contract was first.
They connect on the soul realm and the astral plane. They're not just simply karmic mates, which many of us have had in our lives or have.
Yeah, karmic mate is different. A karmic mate is basically grounded in
the earth.
You have a history with a person in the earth. Of course, those particular persons have a soul too, so you're going to be able to equate the earth body with a soul somewhere in time and space. But a karmic mate is basically one who you have history on the earth with. A soulmate is somebody you met on the soul plane before you had a body, and the two of you frolicked, or whatever you did,
picked daisies.
You did anything. You existed on that soul level.
Right. And so I just wanted to add that, of course, today we're probably going to be talking about finding your romantic connection. I think that people that are listening to the radio show and looking for a soulmate connection are probably looking for something that is in the field of a love relationship.
Yeah.
But soulmates can be a friend, a sister, a brother, a father, a mother, anybody.
Yes, a soulmate can be. You can have a yes, but we typically want to think of soulmates as our
right.
our companion in,
sure.
in life, our mate. But yes, you can have a deal with many other guises. So, anyways, what happens on a soulmate is you're existing on the soul plane, which is part of the etheric causal plane. The psychic realm, the
mm-hmm.
astral realm, and the element there is that the two of you are going to be coming back into the earth, and your souls have already mated. Now, mating up in the astral realm is a little bit different than mating down here. It doesn't necessarily mean you're having sexual intercourse. What it means is on a soul level, you're mating. The souls that mate, their souls become one soul. So imagine two souls joining and they suddenly become one entity.
Right, okay.
You got to look at them as these plasmic beings that just merge into each other, left to right, and they merge into one center and they become one entity. They're a soul, that's a soul mate.
Right. Now, can you contrast that, Neil, or I can contrast it, with twin souls, the difference? Because twin souls, first of all, twin souls, there's a couple ways twin souls can originate. They either come from a plane that's not of the earth, and the soul was split at the beginning of the soul's creation, essentially. So there's a male half and a female half, and they come down to the earth and go through many incarnations, probably, before they can really reunite on that twin soul level or to
yeah.
achieve it. Because twin souls, you can't be twin souls really on the earth necessarily.
Well,
we all have one soul. We don't have half soul.
Once we leave the earth, what twin souls do is they say we're twin souls. They're working on being born in the astral realm. They're
right.
working on birthing in the astral realm to where they die in the earthly plane and they're born in the spiritual plane and they are twins.
Right, but some souls were created on that level prior
yeah.
to coming to the planet. Some
now,
people
me,
weren't, and then yeah. they are going to ascend into
but
that
let me get into
vibration.
That for a minute.
Okay.
When the souls emerge into one entity, they can do so with great intensity. They can do so with a certain general purpose in mind, or they can do so just as for any number of reasons. It's like kind of the royal jelly when the bees want to make a queen bee, they start feeding the larva, royal jelly it's called, and then a queen emerges. God forbid if two queens emerge at the same time, there's a battle over which queen will win, one queen has to die, but royal jelly is considered the substance that the larva eats that...
larva, not larva, not volcanic lava.
I had a speech impediment as a kid, sort of. Sometimes it comes out. My tongue doesn't have the necessary maneuvering.
You're doing
okay.
fine. All right.
What's happening in the soul mating is that the souls agree that they're going to become twins.
Now
we're become a twin state.
Are we talking about twins? Or are we talking about soulmates?
Well, soulmates. When two soulmates converge. On the astral realm, when two souls converge on the astral realm, they can do so with such intensity that they actually become not soulmates, but twin souls. That can happen.
But in the astral realm.
In the astral realm. That can happen.
Now, these are, and we're talking about an exception to the soul that split at its creation point. This is a different kind of twin soul. There are different
types of
twin souls.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah,
I just want to make that
types.
Clear. Now, you know, Neil, in a birthday code, I want to get kind of into the soulmate conversation so people can start to utilize tools to find their soulmates. But before we move into that, I do want to ask about the codes in a twin soul connection, because are the codes going to be different, first of all, when the soul was united when it was created and then split, versus whether these soulmates become twin souls in the astral plane, which are two different circumstances creating a twin soul relationship? The codes, are they going to be different?
The substance is different because one is a working into a realm where two human beings have agreed to become twin souls in the astral plane, and they're working on the earth level towards that goal. So
right.
They release themselves with the physical body, they're born in the astral realm as twins.
Right.
That's coming from the earth element.
Right.
As opposed to two souls coming from the astral realm and saying, we're going to go down, we're going to formulate an energy field where our entities are as one. And we're going to feed into that a union of energy to where it's locked in place. It's like it's finally grafted. It the intensity of two souls becoming one, twin souls, two soulmates becoming twin souls on the astral plane is because of the intensity of what the souls put into the union of their relationship.
And so in our forthcoming book, obviously, we're going to be discussing this phenomenon, the twin soul phenomenon, and the codes. I mean, it's much rarer for the astral connection in terms of the souls than a soulmate connection that becomes twin souls.
Yeah.
It's much, much rarer.
Now let's look at it in terms of people who are considering themselves to be soulmates or even twin souls on this plane. Before having said it, that now you have to prove it. You just don't say it.
Right.
Really, you have to prove
and
it.
I do want to say there is, I mean, the numerical codes are very complicated. It takes a lot of work to ascertain. I mean, people can look like twin souls, and then you can get to a certain point, and then the code breaks apart. But there is something specific that we will be revealing in our book where it is totally apparent whether people are twin souls or not. I mean, it's very simple.
Well,
you can look
that,
at a birthday,
that numerical value.
There.
I mean,
and
we've been
something in the two codes.
2 years, and we're still working on the code system. After 2 years of intensive work every day of
but there
lives.
there is a factor which eliminates the possibility that's very easy to see, which we cannot reveal obviously
no, not,
on the
not,
show.
Not.
But
what we can say about the birthday codes is that when two individuals agree to become soulmates on the planet and they go through the all the channels and the avenues of life to get to that place where they finally meet each other. There are things in a birthday code that will suggest that there's been communication going on previously in another lifetime, in another existence. Now, that code vibrates. And when I'm analyzing, my advantage is I can look at two people and decipher if they're soulmates. I can look at them and get a vibrational read.
Right, so it's not only a birthday code that you're looking at, it's a vibration.
Vibrational read, yeah.
Yeah,
and the two have to kind of work together. But I will oftentimes look at a birthday code, and I think this is what our book is going to try to instruct people on, is that when you have a soulmate, there are certain links in the birth date that will start to suggest that you two have made an agreement in another world. And that's the relationship of the mysteriousness of how the numbers not only align themselves, but out of alignment, how they suddenly move into a higher space and transform into higher elements of numbers that are no longer visibly connected to your linear birth date. In other words, if you're born in October 101275, you may have other numbers that have an 8 in it, a 9, that you have to work out the code to see what that is. Now, that those numbers also represent narratives, and those narratives become a fulfilling, a elaborate dialogue as to what took place on the soul level between the two of you. Now, that isn't to say that when soulmates meet, a certain electrical energy will occur between their third eyes. The energy will emerge and suddenly just combust into a kind of a explosion of energy, because you finally, your souls have, are like flipping out because they have finally connected to one another. They're finally connected to one another to where that's our soulmate advisor calling us. They finally ignite, the souls will finally ignite and do such a explosion of energy that the bodies in, containing the souls will have immediate recognition in most parts.
Right.
So there's that element of surprise that occurs that is a form of recognition, because some people will say to me, well, you know, yeah, he feels like my soulmate. He feels like... what it feels like is not really
what it is. It's a defining factor. No, because you can have very intense relationships that are full of passion, excitement, and connection with a karmic mate, someone who's connected on the earth level. I mean, we are on the earth plane. And
well, not only that, but you can feel like a soulmate because you feel like, really what you're saying is, I feel like I met them on the soul plane.
Right.
You know, all the thousands of energies that I encountered on the soul plane, I actually met this person on the soul plane, so it can feel like a soulmate. The other aspect, before we go to our callers, the aspect of how to map out how to find your soulmate is also significant, because you can look at a birth date and start to map out where you're going to find your soulmate and how you're going to do it. Now, that was something that... Kristen and I, we're going to discuss this in more elaborate ways in our book.
The soulmate book. I mean, the twin soul book, rather.
Twin soul book. But when
I mean, in the numerology book, too.
When you're talking about people that you have to have relationships with prior to your immediate, your significant soulmate, there are people that you've shared existences with on the soul plane. So, and that can be very intense. Intense enough to create a marriage, intense enough to create a relationship, because you've had a history with this person.
Especially when you're creating children as well. I mean,
and that can be too.
That's definitely frequently connected to a soul plane relationship.
Well, we're talking about the last soulmates, the last energies that a person has on the planet to where they are going to, if at all possible, emerge into the astral realm with the person in tow.
Right. But that doesn't always happen with a soulmate necessarily. I mean, you can have soulmates on the planet and reincarnate after that lifetime where you experienced a soul connection on the earth.
Yeah.
Twin souls oftentimes are on their last lifetime on the planet.
Twin soul, yeah, because they're rebirthing into the astral realm in a whole new existence. And you cannot be a twin soul unless you've elevated through all the layers of human existence and all the chakra layers and all the soul layers of soul/earth energy to become a twin soul.
And a lot of the time I'm going to assume that twin souls are, I mean, they're breaking the ties with the planet. So oftentimes they're not people that have children and families. Is that true?
Well, yeah. I mean... having children and families is an intense energy, no doubt. But it doesn't equate to you have an agreement with a human being on the planet, and
mm-hmm.
you follow that agreement, and you work out that energy with that person. And they, you have every right to say they're my soulmate. You have every right to say.
Oh yeah, I'm just talking about in a twin soul connection, and I'm not saying it's exclusive to being childless.
No,
but oftentimes the people that are twin souls and reuniting, I mean, it's so rare that twin souls occur on the planet at all. So
it's more rare than we want to believe it is. I mean, we use the word loosely, And I don't want to get into a debate as to people who believe they have a twin soul and they have their convictions, and I respect that.
Mm-hmm.
But where I'm coming from, it's more of a rarity. I mean, what if we gathered all the twin souls into one region on this planet? There should be quite a bit. But when you look at the proportion as to what the human population is, and it's billions and billions, we're looking at a small, significant amount. Because basically, most of us here are working out such severe degrees of karma that even to get to the soulmate element, more or less the twin soul, is quite a feat in and of itself. But like I said, I'd like to at some point
we're going to continue this Monday.
What makes the connection occur between two people when they actually encounter each other on a soulmate or a twin soul level?
All right. So we've got to get to our callers, Neil. And several of you who are in the queue do not have one pressed. 815-425-563-804. If you'd like a reading, please press 1 on your phone. So no one's pressing 1. Well, only 2 people have their hand raised today. All right. 805 is first. Good morning, 805. Thank you for being patient.
Hi, 805. Are you there?
Nothing. Okay. We'll put them on mute. 512, are you there?
512 is here. This is Julia from Texas.
I'm sorry. That, we heard nothing. What you just said was totally garbled. I don't know if you've got a headset on. Who's this?
I do. I'm sorry. I'm outside. This is Julia from Texas.
Hi, Julia. Okay. What's your birth date?
It's 9876.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we spoke with you, I think, the other day.
Yes, hi. You have. I'm fascinated by the conversation on the soulmate.
Wait, Julia. It's like, I don't know if you can remove the headset, but there's so much, there's like whooshing, and it's very hard to hear.
Okay. All right, now I have you on speaker. Is that better?
That's better. Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. I was just saying that the conversation has been fascinating as far as soulmates and twin flames go.
Yes.
Do you
Thank
feel
you.
Like... Yeah. You're welcome. Do you feel like since we are, a lot of people are on their last lifetimes, do you feel like there's a lot more twin flame connection or seeing
well,
that
I don't
a lot
know
more?
That- I don't. I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say that we subscribe to the fact that most people are in their last lifetimes right now on the planet. I mean, that would be. I mean, what do you think, Neil?
Well,
I mean, some people are, of course.
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of people on their last life plane, but to say most people, not in my experience, not most people. Most people have things that they're working out that, to me, seem compelling enough to come back to the planet to keep working out their issues as far as this planet's around. But is that, I'm not sure yet what your question is.
Oh, huh. I haven't really asked anything yet.
Julia, I mean, the idea of you can complete a lifetime. You can complete a lifetime, but that doesn't mean that you completed your
karma
connection to the planet. You can
mm-hmm.
have you can get an A in this lifetime, but that doesn't mean you've completed necessarily all the energies you need to complete with on the earth. There's many, many, many different layers of that. As long as you're ascribing to the idea that there are past lives and we do keep returning to the planet until we get it right. A lot of people will differ with me and say that we just have one life. You have one life, and, you know, you either die and you're just turned to dust as nothing, or you die and you have a judgment, and that's it. And I'm not really here to barter or to debate the issue of the destiny of the soul, whether there is or isn't a destiny of the soul. I'm just here explaining the ultimate layers of the experience of existence, and the soul has to go somewhere. I mean, as far as the interpretation as to what text you're dealing with, that's a whole huge debate as to how to correctly interpret a text. But on the other level, if we're here to say, if you're asking, are most of us, I'm trying to get an idea behind your question.
I think, I don't know if I'm right, Julia, correct me if I'm wrong, but there's a lot of stuff in the metaphysical community that's talking about, you know, the earth transforming into, you know, kind of a paradise, and that, you know, we're evolving and it's the fourth dimension, et cetera, et cetera, which is great because we, you know, I mean, promote positive thoughts and manifesting your destiny and all of that. But to suggest that we're going into a utopia state here on the planet Earth is kind of misleading on the same token. And that,
yeah.
I think, is maybe what she's talking about. You know, people saying, oh, well, if people are on their last lives and we're evolving into this, you know, higher spiritual plane. I mean, we want to evolve into a spiritual plane, but the Earth isn't necessarily the place that is going to transform, I don't think.
Well, not if you read the paper. Let's be real about this.
It's the planet of tests. It's the planet of tests and karma. We're trying to evolve into a higher spiritual realm, which does not include the planet Earth.
Well, when you look at world events, there's nothing that suggests we're about to emerge into a paradise, to say the least. But was there anything, Julia, that you wanted to comment on or ask?
Well, I feel like, for me, I feel like this is my last lifetime here, at least on Earth. I feel like, I'm trying personally to tap into higher realms, like the 8 through 14th are chakras, those higher dimensions. So I guess I'm wondering, do you see me being able to do that, or what I can do to reach those higher levels?
She has great numbers.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all.
Well, first of all, you said the 8 to 14.
And there it is.
Which is exactly in your code.
Mm-hmm.
You're born on the 8. So we're looking at your numbers now, and we're redefining the definition of what a linear birth date is. And we're going into a deeper mystic element of code. You're born on the 8, so there's your 8. And 1976 actually becomes a 14, because 76 is 13, and the 19 is a 10 or a 1, and 1 and 13 are 14.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, Julia, but your 7th energy is there, and your 6th energy is there in your year, which amounts to your third eye and the advancement towards a higher energy level. Now, your master number is 4. So you're equated to a certain balance. Fours are beautifully, by theory, they're beautifully balanced. Four chakra is element of balance. Yeah. Are you going to say something?
I was just saying, I feel like I'm working on my balance.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, what I would like to say to you before we move to our callers. We've got a lot of callers. You have two, when you're 40, big change.
She's 38, right?
Yeah, 38 now. Big change at 40, and you're going to be talking in even a higher element of thinking when you get up there, too.
So it is totally possible. And, you know, it's possible for everybody to transcend. I think we talked about that on another show. Everyone has the possibility to transcend.
Every one of us do.
So, and she has an advantage, for sure. I mean, she's
because
working.
Because of the workings of her past life.
Right. I mean, you can see there's no lower chakras even in her energy. They're all higher.
No, the only her master number is lower
40.
Than
her linear
number. So there's going to be
zero.
A struggle in this life.
She's got the 0 and the 4,
yeah.
40. But, yeah. So the answer to your question is yes, Julia. And we thank you so much for your call. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you both so much. God bless. Have a good week.
God bless you. You too. And Julia can join us on Facebook. She can also call Neil directly, 562-596-7818. We do have a lot of callers, and I'm still unclear. 563-804-425. I don't know if you're just listening or if you'd like a reading, but please press 1. And if we need to go over, Neil, because we've done a lot of talking, we'll do that for the callers that are in the queue that want to speak with us. All right.
Just so we have a cutoff point now.
815. Yeah, it's only the callers that are in the queue will get readings. 815 is next.
Hi.
Hi, Ben. Hi, who's this?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Oh, my name's Lynn.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi.
L-Y-N-N?
Hi. L-Y-N-N-E. I'm calling from Byron, Illinois.
Thank you for that specificity. That was lovely. Byron, Illinois. I've been to Illinois. What's your birth date, Lynn?
6/13/55.
Ah, 79/10. She's a 30 equals 3.
Yeah.
Okay, Lynn, what's your question?
I'm just wondering if, what's going to be happening in the near future.
For yourself? In your
yes.
personal life? All right.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, Lynn, first of all, backtrack real quick. 30 years old, 1985, there should have been a change. It might have been a move. There might have been a relationship connection. Was there such a thing?
Yes, around 30, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes we look at it, at least with a nine-month
window.
Was there a divorce or did you lose a husband?
Actually, I did have a divorce, but that wasn't when I was 30.
No. Now I'm
yeah.
I'm jumping forward in time. I'm jumping forward and I get to the idea from the marriage that there resulted in a divorce.
That was back when I was in my 20s.
Oh, that was prior to 30.
Prior to 30.
Yeah.
Oh,
don't tell me I'm getting a divorce now. I've been married 33 years.
Well, then,
32 years.
What's interesting is that because your master number is 3, Lynn, and the 3 in your birth date appears on your karmic side. So now I'm understanding why I made the mistake of going forward with a divorce instead of backward. Because actually
okay.
then your divorce occurred prior to the age of 30 because that was a karmic element. I do, you know, you're 59 now and you're going to be making change this June when you're 60 because you will have gone through your full karmic cycle of 30 years now twice. So 60, I mean, Disneyland's now celebrating its 60 anniversary and so are you. Almost at the same time.
Maybe she should go to Disneyland.
Yeah, and they have, you know, great moments with Mr. Lincoln there, so you could visit Illinois while you're in there. But anyways, the suggestion here, Lynn, is that I see a property coming in. I'm not sure. I haven't formulated where it's coming from yet, and I don't know if anything's manifested in the realm of inheritance or anything. Or if you're thinking of moving or getting into a property, but there seems to be some real estate or property element that could occur between the age of 59 and 62, maybe 63, right in there. Has anything surfaced with the themes of property or real estate or home?
It hasn't surfaced. I just want to do that. I want to go back to Michigan where I'm from.
Oh, so you have a desire to leave your current residence and move into another area where you're from.
Correct.
Now, you're going to
correct.
Do that. Okay,
good.
Lynn, for the reading today on the radio, I see that happening.
Great.
So
great, that's wonderful.
That's confirmation on that.
It's a confidential confirmation.
I understand.
Okay, Lynn.
Well,
so
thank you. I
Missouri.
Appreciate it.
You're moving. You want to move to Missouri?
Michigan.
Oh, Michigan.
Michigan.
Okay.
Back home,
Michigan.
Yeah.
Okay. Back home to Michigan. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I see that happening. So.
Great.
Should be good news for you.
All right, Lynn. Well, we thank you for your call.
Thank you very much. Have a great
Take
day.
Care. You too.
You too.
562-596-7818. All right. 571 is next. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, it's Sonia.
I'm sorry, who is this?
Oh, it's Sonia. How are you?
Sonia?
Yes, hi.
Hi. Birth date, Sonia, please.
What did you just say?
Could we have your birth date, please?
Oh, 42368.
42368. Is it Sonia with a Y or a J? Or an I? There's so many possibilities. J. That's what I have. Okay, 6, 7, 8, 9, 19, and 14. What's your question, Sonia? And where are you calling from?
Oh, Virginia. We just had a family member pass, and I was just wandering around family, things coming up around family.
Okay, did you want to connect with the person that passed? I mean, I guess that might come up anyway, but
I don't know if I'll be able to connect.
Okay.
I mean, she wants to know about the family situation.
Thank
she
you.
Just had a family member pass. You know, regardless of who passed, Sonia, do you have a brother?
Yes.
And right now, how is that brother doing?
Oh, pretty good. As far as I know,
okay.
We haven't been in touch for months here, so.
Uh-huh. Did the death that you're referring to, did that in any way affect your brother, or could it have affected your brother?
No.
No. Well, there's an element, you see, that what I'm connecting to, first of all, is that I'm feeling an energy around me that has told me you had a brother. So I'm not sure if I'm connecting to the element that immediately just passed, but there is a spirit form that is telling me you had a brother, and I was trying to figure out, without having immediate identification to the energy I'm connecting to, why it's telling
me. I had
you
a very good friend that was like a brother, but he's passed some years ago now.
Oh, well then, you know, I mean, because of the immediacy of this reading and the brevity of the reading, I could be connecting to that individual.
Probably. He seems to be around a lot.
Yeah, there might be something in there. Now, did anyone ever have any, was anyone ever involved in the food business, restaurant, teas, anything
no.
with food? Nothing with food. Because I'm getting a lot of... I'm getting an element of food around you, and I don't know where this is coming from yet, because I'm sort of in this energy of translating what a spirit's telling me. Yeah, there's something about food going on. Huh. The person that passed, was there any wake involved? Was there any ceremony after the burial or the cremation? Was there anything that amounted to eating?
No.
I'm not sure yet, Sonia. I don't know. I don't think I want to venture too deep into the element of the person that passed, because on the radio I don't want to get into an area where it becomes too
fine.
Ambiguous. But I will say that the only thing that I could tell you is that the maybe what we've got here is that the person that I spoke to in the soul world is the one that passed over, that was like a brother to you, that passed away a couple of years ago.
Okay.
So that's the first thing I would like to just maybe share. Do you have anything specifically you want to ask me and just come out and ask me the question?
Not really. I just want to make sure everything's going to be okay with family, the surrounding family and that aspect.
Well, are you on speaking terms with your own brother?
Am I concerned with my own brother? No.
No, are you on speaking terms with your own brother?
Oh, yes, yes. I just haven't been in touch with him.
Oh, good. Does your own brother have two children?
No, he has no children.
And how about you? Do you have any children?
Yes.
How many children do you have?
Too.
That's okay.
Okay, well, you know what I'm getting? What I'm getting, and the connection, there's a pause in our conversation, so it's kind of the pause from you responding to me is creating a little bit of a commotion. But I'm speaking to the entity, the person that crossed over a couple of years ago, because he told me two children. And so now I know that I've got that tag going on right now. I don't, I think that there's more of a desire for this energy to speak to you. I don't know on what level yet, but that seems to be the connection that I'm picking up for you, that he told me that there's a brother, you have a brother, and then he said two children, you have two children. That's coming from the same entity. That information is coming from the same entity, and I believe it's the, quote, brother-like human being that you were connected to that passed away a couple of years ago. He's trying to contact you.
Okay. All righty. Are we done?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, Sonia, thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Yeah, there was a weird delay in that.
Yeah,
in answering.
A little bit, you know.
Time lapse in the
family member
radio
passed.
Show.
Family member passed, and that family member may not be available. I don't know if she really wanted to connect to that family member.
No,
she
needs
to know something about her family zone, which opened up to a big window. We brought this other entity in.
Okay, let's try to bring on 805 again. 805, are you there? We have no one there. Okay, so this is interesting. 563, I'm going to bring 563 on, though you don't have one press. 563, are you there?
Hi, I'm here. I was just listening, though.
Oh, you're just listening. Okay, you know what's really funny is we are out of callers, Neil.
We're out of callers.
Yeah,
so.
Because people are just listening, so we can get back into our topic. Why not?
Yeah, that's fine. We have about 15 minutes left, unless somebody wants to.
Yeah, if anybody in the queue wants to raise your hands, I've invited them several times and no one is, so apparently we're going to keep talking.
Okay.
So
we were talking about the element of we were talking about the mysticism behind the attitude as to how you find your soulmate or your twin soul.
Right. So, like, on a vibrational level, how do we know that this is a soulmate we're connecting to versus a karmic mate?
Well, on a vibrational level...
We're talking about soulmate, not twin soul, right?
On a
soulmate.
Soulmate right now.
Okay.
On a vibrational level, your sixth chakra and your fourth chakra are going to be spinning crazily. The attitude... In other words, your brain is going to expand. You're going to feel such a vibration of energy. It's going to feel almost electrical. And it's going to stimulate your heart, and it's going to feel like your heart is racing. So there's this immediate energy. But you see, what gets confusing is...
Can our hearts race? Our heart race from a karmic mate?
Can our hearts race?
With a karmic mate. I mean, can't we have those sensations with a karmic mate versus a soulmate? So,
that's where it gets a little bit tricky. Because your heart can race on a sexual level, too. So you really have to know the criteria upon which you're basing your evaluation of a being, because a soulmate can have a karmic connection, it can have a sexual connection, but what a soulmate will do is it will tap into the third eye, and it will almost stun you. You're almost frozen in time. It's very eerie, because you're it's like when you get locked in sleep. And you can't, when you're sleeping, you wake up and you can't move your body. A soulmate, true soulmates, when they meet, they get locked, because what they're doing is they're on the physical plane, and for a second they get lifted into the soul plane.
And I imagine that once, you know, I was going to bring this up before you mentioned the sleep state. I imagine one's astral journeys are going to change once they've encountered the soulmate.
Tremendously. But the soulmates will have astral journeys beforehand, where they meet on the astral plane at their sleep.
Neil, we actually had a Skype caller come in. So let me take them real quick, and perhaps we'll have a moment to get back. But we will continue this on Monday. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Kristen. Hi, Neil.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Lori. I was just listening in, and you said you didn't have any callers. So I thought, well, sure, I'll call in.
Great, Lori. I know you're 25/7, but what's your birth date again? Because I don't have it handy.
October 24th, 1962.
Okay, perfect. 4567. Am I wrong?
You're right.
No, I'm right. Okay.
You're always right.
No, gosh. I wish. Don't I wish? Well, I like to think so. Neil doesn't.
Sure.
Neil doesn't share that sentiment with me.
It depends on how close I am to it. I've been running away since I just said you're wrong.
Lori, what's your question today?
I'm getting ready to take a trip back home to Ohio. I live out here in California. I called in before, and I'm just a little concerned because I'm traveling by myself, and with I'm 52, and it's a little scary.
Okay.
Well, the good part of this is that you are 52 and your karmic number is 25, so it's an inverted numbers of your journey of karma. So you're traveling back, you're traveling to Ohio from California because you're on a karmic mission. You're traveling to Ohio, but it has to do with past life.
Okay.
And so you're not. You're not traveling to a destiny of death or some fatality. This is a journey of reconnecting to one of your past lives, Lori. I feel
right. Right. Well, my family lives there. That's where I moved from last year. So it's been almost a year since I've seen my family.
Oh well, yeah, because you had another huge change at the age of 50, which was the overlapping, the extension of your 25 years of karma, so 50. But now, you see, your master number is 7, so, of course, it's not divisible by 25. You had one at 49. We're talking about multiples of 7 now, and 52 is not a multiple of 7. But from 25, it's actually 27 years. And so this October, you're going to be going through a change. So what you're going to be connecting to, there's going to be two people in particular that are going to be very meaningful to you when you go back.
Huh.
Now, the two people are very meaningful to you when you go back. Now, for instance, how many siblings do you have?
I have a sister and a brother that are living.
Yeah, there's the two. So what it doesn't mean that you have to encounter them on the trip, but what it means is that the two individuals, I'm now talking about your brother and your sister, that somehow in the broad narrative of this trip, they're going to be included, and they don't have to be present, but they're going to be included in some aspect of what immediately takes you back there. Now, who's in the middle? There's three children. Who's in the middle?
I have a brother. I'm a middle child, too, but I have a brother I lost.
Yeah. Okay, we'll get to that in a minute. When I said who's in the middle, my intention was it was you. I mean,
I'm one of the middle of four, yes.
Yeah. So you're in the middle of the three living children, one that passed.
Yes.
So it seems like, you know what it seems like today on the show, Lori, is I'm connecting to entities, spirits, souls from the other side that are, quote, brothers. Your brother, the other former caller, had a brother-like individual that crossed.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes the vibrations just go that way. Who is
right.
who's skilled at electricity? Who's the electrician or somebody who would be skilled at electrical matters?
That's living?
No, it doesn't have to be living.
I don't know.
You don't know.
I really don't know. I had an old neighbor. He was an engineer, electronic engineer, but I didn't know him that well.
No, that would be it.
No. A family member?
I'm on a hunt too a little bit here
myself.
Are you? Is there anything electrical? Are there any electrical matters going on in your home now? Anything with electricity?
Sometimes I do have a problem with lights, but I think that's spirit messing with me.
There's a vagueness there that doesn't equate to my getting a total validation quite yet. But there might have been, I don't know, was your brother who passed, was he ever put on any apparatus, any heart assistance or anything?
He had cancer. It was a quick diagnosis. And he died in the hospital. He was on oxygen, and it was a quick way
to
go.
Well, you know, I might
dream of him. I do. He comes to me in dreams.
Okay, well, I don't want to get too hasty here, but I might be connecting a little bit to him. You have a brother, he died quite a while ago or some time ago, and you're only 52,
so
he went early. Was your father a smoker?
No, my mother used to smoke. My parents are both living. Yeah, my mother used to smoke. She has heart problems, but she quit like 10 years ago.
Hmm.
And my brother that died smoked. He had lung cancer.
I don't know, I don't want this to turn into a guessing game. That's annoying to me. So I want to kind of stop the movement here before we get into too many questions and answers that just fly. But there seems to be some, I did briefly hear something going on that seemed to be pertaining to a brother. That could be your brother who crossed over. I just don't know where to take it from here with the amount of time that we've got left. But that seems to be one of the elements that is hitting me today with you. And you were asked, but as far as your trip to Ohio, this is a trip to your family. Is your brother's demise, is that still fresh in the memory of the family members?
Oh, my brother that passed?
Yeah.
Every year friends and family have a memorial gathering on his behalf. So, yes.
Oh, okay. And is there anybody in your life who was I from the food industry? Was that with Lori or Lynn or Sonia?
I think it was with Sonia.
Do you have anybody in the food industry in your family?
I can't think of anybody that's actually
works in that.
Yeah.
I don't know. The only thing I can say to you, Lori, is that your brother may be manifesting some kind of energy in this trip back to Ohio.
Okay, and that's good, right?
Oh, that would be a good... No, that's a good thing. There's nothing here that feels dark to me.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, because the flight, when I arrive, this is like an 8.5-hour trip from California to Ohio. So I'm going to have a layover. But when I arrive in Columbus, Ohio, my flight time is 4:44, and I love it. I love it. So I know the angels are going to be with me.
Well, your fire number is 4. That's the last number in the day you're born.
Well, at least it's not 111.
Oh, yeah, no.
Well, no, I mean, that's fine. The timing is, I like to get a feel for a reading. And I guess what I'm getting in this, Lori, is that your brother is going to be manifesting something in that visit. Is this just a typical family visit?
This will be my first visit since I've moved away. So,
well, I think that there's going to be something. When did your brother pass away?
When?
Yeah.
He passed away in 2006.
So it's been, it's been 8 years.
It's been 8 years. He was 46, passed away in 06. We bought a house in 06. A lot of things went on at that time.
Well, your brother, I think your brother is going to be connecting. He's going to, his presence is going to be connecting.
Okay.
So that's what I think you might want to just be very aware of his presence when you're there. You're going to have a safe trip there and back. You know, you're going to be, I don't pick up anything bad going on, but
right.
I do believe that your brother is going to be somehow manifesting present. And I don't know where this idea of food is coming from. I'm still struggling with where that's coming from. I don't know. In the memorial, do you guys have food or anything?
Oh yeah.
In those memorials?
Oh yeah. It's a potluck. Yeah.
Oh well, that might be it. That I
and
don't
he
know.
Liked
that
to eat. He used to love to eat, so maybe that
well,
has something to do with
do.
It.
Yeah, I do. Why do I?
The anorexics, they like to eat so much they even throw it up.
No, that's bulimic.
Ew.
Oh, that's bulimic.
That's bulimic. Anorexics.
They don't like to eat.
Ew.
Just leave you on that happy note.
God,
you get on the plane. But anyways, no, there's something going on there. I don't know. Right now, for the, you know, just because of the limitations of our radio
show,
your brother is going to be manifesting something. I don't know what it is yet, but I'm hearing him. I'm getting a strong kind of grip on my head here. Strange, but. But it's going to be an okay trip, so don't worry about the safety matter.
Okay, Lori. Well, we thank you for checking in with us. Okay, take care. Have a safe trip.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
Bye. Okay, Neil, actually, we're out of time now. So,
well,
that's it. We are ever continuing our discussions here on the Neil Baker Psychic Hour, so we will be continuing today's topic on Monday about soulmates, twin souls, et cetera, et cetera.
Sounds good. Okay.
Okay. So, again, Neil's number 562-596-7818 for those of you who want to speak with him directly. Again, we encourage you to join us on Facebook, on Twitter, right here on Blog Talk Radio, and we are back on the air Monday morning, 10 a.m. Pacific. Thanks, everyone, for joining us. Bye-bye.